This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. It's great to have you with us this morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Tariana Olive and Uncle Dusty Fraser.
Cruising along.
Thanks for getting up early for me, Uncle.
Oh, mate, it's early's early. I used to start at 5 o'clock when I was doing this. You start at 6, so that's...
You got a bit of a sleep in it. It was a nice little surprise for you, even though you only got told about it last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways, this morning we have Ray Lee on the phone to talk about her new single and also an event that's happening this weekend just over one sort of council area in Logan. Ray, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you guys? Hi, Uncle Dusty.
How you going, mate?
I'm stepping in.
I always find it hard not to naturally just go Ray Lee every time I talk to you, and you're like, that's my last name, Tari.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird. I have to tell people, like, you can just call me Ray. It's, yeah.
You're like, you're just calling me by my full name.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it comes with the job. But, yeah, I mean, obviously some people do have the first name Ray Lee, so I get it. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And, and a lot of other people's names, whose name is Lee, is L-double-E.
Yeah, yeah, I get Lee all the time as well, especially with email. A lot of people go, Mr. Lee, and I'm like, actually.
If it makes you feel better, my mum was on the phone once and she was getting something sent to her and they're like, oh, what's your name? She's like, Sharon Olive. And they're like, how do you spell Olive? Didn't think it was that hard, but okay. And she's like, yeah. Olive, like the tree. She got the letter and it was, Dear Mrs. Tree. I'm like, oh, gosh.
That's funny.
Anyways, yeah. We're here to talk about your brand new single that's released today, Just Like That. It's great to see you have new music out. We absolutely love your music here. Can you tell us a bit about the song?
Yeah, so Just Like That was written a couple of years ago and I entered it into a competition after I did a music business course at the Logan Boost Live, put that on, and it was partnered with JMC Academy, and they chose my song to be one of the competition, and that was a $10,000 package to create this very single that came out today and to go along with it. So it's been in the process for a long time, but the single is really important to me. It's like a female empowerment song. Anyone who's been following my story, I guess, and my songs have all been kind of sad songs I wrote when I was going through mental health journey and a lot of struggles, and this is my first female empowerment story song about taking control and taking my power back as a woman. And, yeah, I hope it encourages other women to kind of do the same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are such a strong woman yourself, so it's great that we get to share that with the world.
I haven't always been.
Pardon?
I haven't always been.
I think you're like a lot of people where you're really good at uplifting other people, but you don't always believe in yourself quite as much as the rest of us believe in you.
I think we all need someone else to believe in us. That's just the way that humanity is. We need someone else to give us a pat on the back and lift us up.
Yeah.
I love lifting other people up as well. I think that's a beautiful thing to do for someone. So I'll always do it if I can, children especially. It's kind of the thing that I do. So hence the shows on the weekend, which is exciting. It's not just me, it's a whole group of people. We're all performing and getting everyone together and collaborating and supporting each other. And I think it's really important. I've got a show on the Gold Coast and I've got a show at Beenleigh Town Square that Logan are putting on. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, mate, you won $10,000 for a prize package to release this album. Did you get a record company on the way or did you do this just with prize money?
No, I actually set up my own independent record label. So I'm sort of doing everything on my own at the moment. I'm with my husband. But when I say that, you look through the list of people, there's such a long list of people that have been involved in this project. So just managing it and finding the right people to work with and, you know, getting someone to help with the hair and the makeup and the cameras and the right instruments. It's such a big project, such a big job. I love it, and I love just bringing people together. And I'm definitely more of a team player. I don't want to have everything by my story.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to take it all by yourself?
Nah.
That's a bit strange.
I don't want to do that.
Now, tell us about this show tomorrow at Beenleigh Town Square.
Gosh, it's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's such a long time coming. So, tomorrow, at Beenleigh Town Square, we've got a whole bunch of local Logan-based artists that are going to get together. They want to register COVID-safe reasons to count numbers and stuff. So go check it out. We've got Brianna, a friend of mine. She's got her band. I'm performing with a full band, which is very rare for me. We've got band rehearsals this morning as well. And there's a whole bunch of other local live. I actually don't have the list in front of me, so I'll tell you, but I actually know most of the people performing tomorrow. And I'm doing a small, somewhere around in the Gold Coast for anyone interested. Who's interested? Like, I've got James Bundell and Alan Caswell and a few people just doing an acoustic set as well. So something for Gold Coast and something for people in Logan.
Very good.
So you're working with Alan Caswell?
Yeah, Alan Caswell has been a good mentor for me, and so is James Bundell. And I'm just doing a little acoustic Nashville round at 2 o'clock at my clubhouse in Burley tomorrow afternoon.
Fantastic, mate.
You've got lots going on this weekend, right?
Yes.
Plus release day.
Looking forward to it being over, and then you've got some carols coming up in Eagleby on the 17th as well, and then I'm going to just have a quiet family Christmas. How are you guys?
You deserve that. Not really. I'm looking forward to kind of doing nothing on my holidays. What about you, Uncle?
I'm the same.
Very good.
Yeah, me too.
I might take a couple of days down the beach and don't go to the beach. I'm like that. Wife goes to the beach and I just sit in the unit, air conditioning, looking out.
Yeah. Sounds like probably a plan. Get a bit. Well, yeah, Logan Live is on tomorrow in Beenleigh Town Square, and also, obviously, Ray's new single, Just Like That, is out now. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you so much for your support, guys.
That'll be a pretty good spot to perform tomorrow too, right? Yeah, Ray, it's actually a brand new venue, isn't it? Just built.
Is it?
Yes. So you'll love it down there.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
All right, well, this is Just Like That by Ray Lee here on 98.9 FM.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.